Congressional tradition dictated a bipartisan seating arrangement for nearly 100 years. But in 2010, the contentious and bitter partisan climate, coupled with the shooting of Representative Gabriel Giffords in Arizona, saw the Third Way, a centrist think tank, pen an open letter to Congress urging civility and a return to bipartisan cooperation.
We made a modest proposal.
Jim Kessler is the group's senior vice president for policy.
Said at least for this 1 hour, when the president is speaking, instead of being two warring parties on opposite sides of the room, we sit together and listen to what the president has to say.
Colorado Senator Mark Udall, a Democrat and good friend of Gabriel Giffords, quickly took up the cause and urged his fellow members of Congress to find a date and sit together during last year's State of the Union speech.
It had turned into a spectacle, as you know. When the president speaks to the country, I think we owe it to him and the country to listen carefully, to draw our own conclusions, and to not turn it into a run-of-the-mill sporting event, frankly.
60 members of the Congress chose to join Senator Udall and sit across party lines. Udall now wants to make this a permanent change with all state of the unions, and since there is no rule dictating seating arrangements, he says there's no reason not to make bipartisan seating the new tradition.
The challenges are significant right now. We have to remind ourselves in every way possible, we play for the red, white, and blue team. We don't just play for the red team or the blue team. And traditions change. Some traditions are eternal. But there's nowhere written in the Constitution that the parties ought to sit separately at the State of the Union.
However, the camaraderie seen with the first bipartisan seating arrangement during last year's State of the Union has largely evaporated. Recent showdowns between Democrats and Republicans over the debt ceiling and controversial recess appointments by President Obama have brought partisan tempers to new levels. So how could sitting next to a member of differing political persuasion for 1 hour each year change the tone in Washington? Once again, Jim Kessler.
Nothing can get done without agreement from both sides. It's very hard to make a deal with a stranger. It's much easier to make a deal with someone that you know, that you've conversed with, that you have a relationship with. So there are hurdles to getting this done, but I think it would be a good thing and right for this moment.
And for his part, Senator Udall says there is something to be said about standing up for a party's beliefs and going to bat for its ideals, but there are times when putting partisanship aside matters.
What I found in Washington, there are plenty of times to play team there. But there are less and less opportunities to play for the big team, the team that matters. If you let partisanship carry the day, you end up with the impasses you've seen this in 2011. I think you can have too much partisanship. You can never have enough bipartisanship.
Udall has invited Alaskan Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski to be his date at next Tuesday's State of the Union. And as of yesterday morning, over 50 members of Congress have pledged to sit across party lines. With just a week to go before this year's address, it remains to be seen if bipartisan seating will become the new tradition or another fading fad. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.